We'll switch to last song, okay? Go to three. You know, one thing I did ask the Lord after Mom passed away and Pat and Marilyn moved back down to Alabama and Tennessee, okay, what do you want me to do now? And I never got a different word other than to sing, so all right, Lord, you'll have to bring the right people. And he brought me somebody that took music at the Toledo University and does all of that, you know, all that stuff.
And that's called my pretty voice. I'm not allowed to use that.
And then, wonderful person, then brought me Lisa, who sings very nice and sweet. And I said to Stan after they left practice, went, what is up with that? Because I know my voice is old and loud and big and all that stuff, but hey, the Lord has blended us together, and there's a real unity there, and through it all, you just learn to trust the Lord, don't you? Well, we're going to do probably one of our most requested songs wherever we go, and when we sing it, we don't hardly even get set up the next time, and, oh, you got to do this one, you got to do this one. May I just say, thank you, thank you. Let us sing for you before my beloved comes. Long as I've got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I don't need anybody else during the day. Long as I've got King Jesus, I can whisper his name. I can go through something and, oh, my Jesus, I know you're right here. And just begin to experience that peace and the calmness that's needed. Long as I've got you, Lord. Not saying it in a haughty way or anything like that, but truly an emphatic statement. Long as I've got King Jesus, I don't need anybody else.
He'll be your mother when you're motherless. He'll be your bread when you're hungry. He'll be your